Kelly, you're at the wrong end of the table. Time to start picking up those wins.
Yes, so we know what we're capable of as a team, and so do all our fans. And that really is a 60-minute performance. So tomorrow is another opportunity, and we're going to grab it with both hands and go out there and put our hard work onto the court.
Is there a confidence in training, and is it just transferring that to the matches?
Oh, yeah, definitely. With each game, so regardless of the result or the goal margin, we are becoming stronger as a team. So despite the final outcome, we are seeing improvements within areas of the court. We're hitting some of our targets, but unfortunately not all of our targets. And that's where we are falling down in terms of the end result. But no, as a team, we're staying focused and we're always ready now to meet the next opposition.
As a player, from your point, what do you think has been the best game the team's played in this season so far?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I guess our Artificial Mavericks. I think it was one of our good games. We had a really close margin. We were in it for three quarters of the game, and we only ended up losing by a couple of points. And I think that's probably the game we've come most consistently to playing for the full 60 minutes. So we are still striving to get there.
And it's those kind of scores you see that prove you are heading in the right direction, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Even with the table as a whole, we're seeing mixed results. It's often difficult to predict what's going to happen with the other teams and their fixtures. We're seeing some of the bottom end of tables beating the top teams. So there's always room for manoeuvre. And as I said, in our eyes, we're remaining positive, and there's so many games left in the season, and we're going to start tomorrow now to put out there the full performance.
Yeah, I mean, it is still early days. Wasps tomorrow. You'd just be wanting to continue to build on that and put in a strong performance, if nothing else, really.
Yes, most definitely, yes. So we obviously had our game this week on Monday, and since then we've regrouped as a team. We've gone through, you know, just a couple of key areas which we're going to re-nail tomorrow now. And then, yeah, we're going to see what magic we can put on the court.
The last time we spoke, Fast Five hadn't been announced. You've obviously played in the Super 10 since then. How important are things like this and taking it to a whole new level?
They're invaluable, really, especially in women's sport and in netball now, to have as many opportunities as we can to play different countries, different teams. This will only make the sport stronger for both women and for future generations. So, yeah, it's a vital competition.
And it's really great to see as well that tickets for the Sirens game are just £5.
Yes, yes, fantastic. So we had a great crowd there on Monday and want to encourage that to happen again, so have as many fans shouting as possible. And yet we've got a promotional offer on at the moment, and I believe there's a code available on the @CelticDragons Twitter site, so all fans can go there and can come and wear their green tops and we can hear them shouting us on.
Yeah, I'm going to go there. I'm not going to tell everybody what it is to make them all hit to Twitter.